That's not the, you know, right now is not even relating to the war.
No, or lack thereof.
The fact of the matter is, you know, really, if you're out there pulling this crap with XM, you're really, that is the competition. And if you don't know that, you're too stupid to do this job, right?
Right. I mean, it sounds jive to say.
You're right, though, in the day, and we're not looking backwards. At a lot of radio stations around this country, you would have a similar situation.
Oh, listen.
Right.
You know,
would be out
I guarantee,
the
listen,
door.
Listen, let's say there's a guy that works at WTOP, and they find that he's out putting a WMAL sticker somewhere,
mm-hmm. Right.
and the guy's on the Internet bragging about it.
Mm-hmm.
These are two news stations here
right.
in D.C.
Right.
The guys can't. It's like no second thought. It's like, hello, traitor, what, you're on message boards and you're handing out stickers for the competition?
Right.
You must not like working here very much. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. That easy.
Okay. So anyway, that's the story with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And nice to know that the guy at DCR TV has those high standards to really check on who's written what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends on who's being slammed.
Right.
That's what it's all predicated on.
Right, because that's where he wants to worry about the, got to make sure everything's okay.
Jesus Christ. Boy, it's a strange
funny.
Business. It has become a strange
funny,
business.
Funny time.
Weird.
Funny time. Break or one more call?
Oh, one more call, of course.
Okay, hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. This is Rich from Baltimore.
Hi, Rich.
I just wanted to find out... The station, I don't get them. They bend over ass backwards for you guys when they had the first after lunch, Steve and Miles. I remember you guys came down, you did the show there, mm-hmm. bent over ass backwards. And now they changed the format. I used to like Ron and Fez after you guys. Now,
well, listen, hold on. It's not our bag with what they're doing on the station. I'll tell you that when they have Tim Virgin on at night, this guy with HFS at night, it's kicking ass in the ratings. So
good.
There's no problem there. I do think, though, that we did have a good time when we went to Baltimore to see Steve and Miles.
Yeah.
Maybe what we need to do is just plan a road trip to Baltimore in the next couple of days.
That might be nice.
Take our show up there
mm-hmm.
just to see what's going on.
Absolutely.
And
maybe walk the hallways a little bit, meet and greet.
Yeah.
See if they've changed any suits up there, you know. Might be a real good idea.
Maybe we should go up tomorrow. Well, tomorrow... Couldn't, but we could go on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We could go on Thursday.
Absolutely.
Oh, tomorrow's Thursday. We could go Friday.
Friday.
Do the show Friday from Live 105.
Yeah.
That would
great
be,
idea.
That'd give those guys time to call in sick
mm-hmm.
for Friday.
Go right. up there. We'll get up there real early.
All right, we'll get on it. Thank you, my friend.
Have a nice lunch.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Thank you for the call.
All right, pep talk over. That's it.
It's fun. Somebody's got to say it.
Yep.
Somebody's got to say amen.
I mean, really, Jesus Christ. Look for the union label, okay? Boys, it's team.
Absolutely.
Remember?
Yeah, and then, you know, as you mentioned, when you're talking Howard, Bill O'Reilly, yes, is there infighting occasionally, but you don't go out and make a point of generically supporting another radio station, which is what XM is.
Yeah.
It's another radio station.
They're stupid. Those guys are dumb. And I know the XM idiots are going, oh, you free publicity today. We could spend all 4 hours on it. Really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
You don't pay.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. Hey, it's in all these cars.
Yeah, okay.
For a month.
Till the subscription runs out.
For a month.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one
God
state that's banned.
Fuck, victory!
Okay.
Thank you!
I have no idea what he said. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
The Don and Mike Show.
And I keep forgetting... CD2, not CD1, sorry about that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes.
Which Starberry letter is this?
Oh, he's going to be mad at you again, Rob.
Is he back with him?
Yes, he's back in Japan, yes.
I got a postcard from him today at the station. He said, I would have mailed this to your home, but that would have been creepy.
This is Robert the Mailman.
That's right.
There you go. Hello, my thank you, Robert Mailman. Starberry letter 23.
Rich man.
There he is. It's Judge Melville.
What, Judge?
big ranch. Pay a lot of people to do what you want them to do.
He's totally out of context today.
Yeah, you got a brother. He's no good, but he's your brother.
He's in a bad mood.
I don't like your men watching us, trying to catch us with our backs turned.
I guess you're right about that.
Noted Caucasian,
yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now I'm running out of breath. You talk if you want to.
Okay, we will. We'll take over. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's my second thing. Don's heard of the passing of Frank Gorshin today.
Oh, here's the passion of Frank Gorshin.
He died today of lung cancer.
Yeah, we're aware of that. But
yeah. in Los Angeles.
We bought him a cigarette.
But we're laughing. Yeah, we did. And we're laughing. At least I'm laughing. That's the passion of the Gorshin?
Yeah, the passion of the Gorshin.
The passion of the Gorshin. Now.
Stop beating me!
Now I'm laughing. Now I'm laughing. Him with the thorn on his head,
sure.
the crown of thorns.
But yeah. Gorshin, being Gorshin.
The passion of the Gorshin.
I'm not sure it was lung cancer, but even if it was, I don't think you're at fault.
No.
That car was already going 300 miles an hour towards
sure
the cliff.
That car was in free fall. Are you kidding?
There you go.
Don and Mike, hello there. Hello. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Don, Mike. How
Hi.
You doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Don, my question is pretty simple. You have a real problem with giving anyone credit, and you've always had a big problem with giving Howard any kind of credit.
Oh, one of these things. Yeah, because Howard Stern invented everything.
No, not at all. And I'm not going down that road. That's a spin you'll put on it. But you really,
right.
you bashed him nonstop ever since, I mean, I don't know.
Give me an example.
I've been listening to you guys.
Give me a specific.
You bitch about his movie. You joked about his movie.
How long ago was that? As I recall, oh, that's right. We gave away tickets to Howard's movie on our show. That's right, we did.
You had to. We did not have to.
We don't have to give anything away on this show.
I don't have to argue with someone like you.
No.
Get out of here, please. Save my time with the real arguers.
I hate that.
Hello,
though.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
I hate that, though.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Turn radio down, please. Okay, dumbass. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, turd head. Hello. Yes. Scrote man.
Here.
Abortion that never happened.
Oh.
Now let's listen. We should be able to hear it.
Hello, stupid. Stupidest listener out there.
How long ago was that?
Dumbass.
Well, that's right. We gave away tickets.
Stupid.
That's right. Yeah, you had to. You know, we did that.
Stupid. We're talking to you.
I don't have to argue with someone like that. Get out of here, please.
He's finally going to hear it.
Hello.
You incredible moron.
You're the dumbest. You are.
What kind of attention deficit do you have?
You're the dumbest of the dumb.
What kind of moron are you?
No, turn the radio back up and listen to what we said to you. Turn it back up.
APR rules.
Turn it back up. Turn the radio back up, please. He'll never hear all the compliments we gave him.
Yeah, I think he will, actually.
He's heard him before.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You people. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just
him. Hello. Yeah.
What's that, Don and Mike, please?
What? Come again?
I said I want to talk to Don and Mike, please.
Yes, what would you like to talk to them about?
I'll just say hello and tell me I got a great show and I've been a listener for a long time.
Okay, well, where are you calling from?
California.
We're in California.
City called Rio Vista.
Right. No, I'm sorry. You're on the no-call list today. That city's on the no-call list.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your cooperation.
The no-call list. Like the no-fly zone.
Like the no-fly zone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Everybody's
what is the deal with the radio up? Come on.
Up. Hello. Okay, now it's someone doing it as a goof.
That's right.
And it's still funny, incidentally. Still a funny goof.
We did it once.
Hold on a second. What's this? Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, you guys, thank Sacramento for the great rating, and I just wanted to say you're welcome.
Oh, okay, Joe.
And I wanted to ask you a question.
Joe Putin's love is important. Well, I mean, Joe's probably trying to make amends here for the other Sacramento call.
You know, sir, you probably should hang up now.
Well, he's got a question.
Okay, but I'm going to stand by that statement.
Why are you giving the finger already, Rob?
I just watch it. Watch what happens.
Yeah, the question.
Watch what happens.
Well, let's see what happens, Rob.
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
Would you guys entertain the possibility of Lewis the Retard returning to your show?
That's a fair question. Hold on, Rob. Now, don't walk around like that. Not everybody knows. The answer is never. Absolutely never. Now, we may play a tape of him. He does try to call.
I wouldn't mind seeing him come back to the show.
It's not going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
He's lying.
I think he brought an interesting dimension to the show.
You are such a liar.
You're right, I am.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because you want him on the back show, back on the show, just like you'd like to double the amount of alimony after
that. Wow.
Right?
Wow. Talk about your big steamroller of an analogy.
Hello.
My goodness.
Don and Mike show.
The answer to the second question is yes, too. Thank you. Double it. Triple it.
Thank you.
Please.
You better say you're kidding.
I am kidding. I'm kidding.
Don and Mike show. I mean, you get off the tape.
Yeah, somebody will take that out of context. Play it in a courtroom somewhere. I think it should be tripled.
Your Honor. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi there.
I wanted to talk to you about what Patricia Heaton is up to today.
Oh.
Oh, yes, because now her life is over because Everybody Loves Raymond is off the air.
She is now doing grocery commercials up here in New England.
Oh, you know, she's done them on the West Coast. Is it Albertsons? She does them for out in California?
Right.
What's she doing it for everywhere?
What's the what's the grocery store chain she's doing commercials for in New England?
It's Shaw's.
Shaw's. Shaw's Grocery Store.
You guys would like to know.
Bella Shaw's.
I shop at a Shaw's when I'm up in Maine.
Robert Shaw's.
Hello, Don and Mike Shaw.
Robert Shaw's. Ah, yesterday.
Hello.
Black eyes.
Don and Mike.
Dead eyes.
Hello. Doll's eyes. Doll's eyes.
That's the line, and it doesn't work without that. Doll's
eyes. Hello.
I was just curious if you guys consider Sacramento to be one of your bigger markets.
Bigger?
Sacramento, yeah.
Certainly bigger and one of the most successful of all our syndicated markets.
Sacramento is like market 25 or something like that.
You know. Is it? I don't know. I've just been listening for the last 3 years and love you guys. You're the best show on any station I've ever listened to in my life.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.